This is hour two of Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Happy weekend, everybody. Hope it's a great one wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Hey, thanks for coming back for part two of the show. And as always, we're enjoying some of the greatest music of all time, done by the big bands and the great singers. And today our entire show is dedicated to this weekend in 1945. It was this week, 80 years ago, when World War II came to an end. And we're playing the most popular records of the day, according to Billboard Magazine's retail sales chart. And we resume our climb to number one at number eight. And it's another tie at that position. Actually, it's a set of trousers. Here's another version of Bell Bottom Trousers by Guy Lombardo.
Once there was a little girl who lived next to me, and she loved a sailor boy, he was only three. Now he's on a battleship in his sailor suit, just a great big sailor, but she thinks he's very cute.
With his bell-bottom trousers, coat of navy blue, she loves her sailor, and he loves her too.
Her sailor boys away on the ocean blue. Soldier boys all flirt with her, but to him she's true. Though they smile and tip their caps and they wink their eyes, she just smiles and shakes her head, then she softly sighs.
Oh, bell-bottom trousers, coat of navy blue, she loves her sailor and he loves her too.
When her sailor went to see what he could see, she saw that he ate spinach, now he's big as he can be. When he's home they stroll along, they don't give a hoot, she won't let go of his hand even to salute. If her sailor she can't find on the bounding main, she is hopeful he will soon come home safe again. So they can get married and raise a family, dress up all their kiddies in sailor's dungarees.
Oh, bell-bottom trousers, coat of navy blue, she loves her sailor and he loves her too.
Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians with Jimmy Brown singing Bell Bottom Trousers. That's the band's third top 10 record of the year so far. And it was coming off the charts after reaching number 2, settling at number 8 this weekend in 1945. Tied with another rendition of Bell Bottom Trousers, this one by the Tony Pastor Orchestra.
Sailor boy, he was only three. Now he's on a battleship in his sailor suit. Just a great big sailor man, but he's just as cute. Bell-bottom trousers, coat of navy blue. She loves her sailor, and he loves her too. Walk along the street, anyone can see. They are oh so much in love, happy as can be. Hand in hand they stroll along, they don't give a hoot. He won't let go of her hand, even to salute. Bell-bottom trousers, coat of navy blue. She loves her sailor, and he loves her too.
Everywhere her sailor went, she was sure to go. Till one day he sailed away, where she doesn't know. Now she's gonna join the waves, maybe go to sea. Try to find her sailor boy, wherever he may be.
Bell-bottom trousers,
coat of navy blue.
She loves her sailor,
and he loves her too. If her sailor she can't find on the bounding main, she is hopeful he will soon come home safe again. So they can get married and raise a family, dress up all their kiddies in sailor's dungarees. Bell-bottom trousers, coat of navy blue. She loves her sailor boy, and he loves her too.
The original bawdy lyrics of Bell-Bottom Trousers had been cleaned up and were now suitable for mixed company. And as I mentioned earlier, it was the most recorded song here in the summer of 45, along with the previous two we heard, Guy Lombardo and Jerry Colonna. Also getting in on the act, Kay Kaiser, Louis Prima, and the Jesters. And that version from Tony Pastor's orchestra, with Ruth McCullough helping out Tony on the vocals. At number 8 this week, after reaching the runner-up position on the sales and jukebox survey of Billboard magazine, the biggest hit for the 37-year-old band leader, born Antonio Pastrito in Middletown, Connecticut, who was the former star saxophonist and sometimes singer with the Artie Shaw Band. We've turned the calendar back 80 years to the middle of August 1945 on today's show. And yes, the war is now over. All that's left is the official surrender on September 2nd. Now, somewhat lost during the celebration on August 14th, came news that the USS Indianapolis had been hit and sunk by a Japanese submarine 2 weeks earlier. 900 survivors jumped into the sea and were adrift for 4 days. By the time they were rescued, only 321 remained. 5 of them died soon after. Now, on the day after the announced surrender of Japan, rationing ends for gasoline, fuel oil, and oil stoves. Vegetables and fruits are taken off points. President Truman lifted the wartime wage freeze, but he said those wages may be increased only if they don't force a price hike. And the nationwide 35-mile-an-hour speed limit was lifted, but it was never really enforced anyway. Well, what are we reading this summer? Well, there's George Orwell's The Animal Farm, That Hideous Strength by C.S. Lewis, and Cannery Row from John Steinbeck. Nonfiction Black Boy by Richard Wright, and Brave Men from Ernie Pyle. And a little bit of gossip from here in August of 45. Wedding bells for Dick Powell and June Allison. He's 41, she's 21. His third time, her first. 22-year-old songbird Deanna Durbin says she's having a baby next March. Meanwhile, another songstress, Ethel Merman, welcomes her second child with Lieutenant Colonel Robert Levitt. It's a son, Robert Jr. And a farewell to the father of rocket science, Robert Goddard. Age 62, wartime chief of Navy research on jet-propelled planes, and the first man to fire a liquid-fueled rocket. A little bit about our world here in late summer of 45, and now this.
Men, those handsome chaps the girls admire for their well-groomed appearance have no corner on attractive hair grooming. So don't despair if summer's sun and wind are making your hair look dry, stringy, and unattractive. Start using Kreml Hair Tonic daily. Kreml is used by countless thousands of America's best-dressed men to relieve that brittle, wiry appearance of hair when caused by excessive exposure to drying summer sun and heat. You'll be delighted with the way Kreml makes your hair softer, easier to comb. And see if you don't find that it stays in place all day long, looking more youthful, so naturally lustrous and so handsome, and with none of that ugly, greasy, glued down look. Remember, Kreml Hair Tonic, for better groomed hair, the kind girls like.
Kreml, thank you, Mr. Announcer. Hey, I wonder if Vaughn Monroe used Kreml. You always look good, well-groomed, and he's looking good this week with record number 7.
There, I've said it again. get it. What more can I say? Believe me, there's no other way. I love you. I will to the end. There, I've said it again. I've tried to drum up a phrase that would sum up all that I feel for you. But what good are phrases? The thought that amazes is you love me, and it's heavenly. Forgive me for wanting you so, but one thing I want you to know, I've loved you since heaven knows when. There, I said it
. 33-year-old Akron, Ohio native Vaughn Monroe with the Norton Sisters, and There I've Said It Again. Coming down after spending 6 weeks at number one, his fifth chart topper. It was his first million seller, and it was holding spot number seven on this day 80 years ago. Well, in the radio world here in late summer of 45, the NBC Blue Network officially became ABC back in June. And with summer winding down, the prime time shows are coming back for the fall season. On Monday, the return of Lux Radio Theater and Cavalcade of America. Rudy Valley's back on Wednesday, and it's Judy Canova Friday. Already back for the new season is Ozzy and Harriet.
Say, why all this sudden need for money anyway, David?
Well, I got expenses, like going down to the store and getting sodas.
Oh, I see. And you usually take that little girl down the block, don't you, Sally Kinney?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. And do you pay for her sodas?
Oh, no, we're not that serious.
The Adventures of Ozzy and Harriet from this Sunday's program. Now, during the summer radio season, Benny Goodman teamed up with Victor Borga as the summer replacement for Fibber McGee and Molly, Tuesday nights at 9:30 on NBC. And the latest from Benny is at number six this week. Gotta be this or that.
Gotta be this or that. If it ain't dry, it's wet. If you ain't got, you get. If it ain't gross, it's net. It's gotta be this or that. If it ain't sis, you can't miss. It's got to be your brother. Can't you see it's got to be one way or the other? If it ain't full, it's blank. If you don't spend, you bank. If it ain't B, it's Frank. It's got to be this or that.
Six-year-old Benny Goodman still swinging. Gotta be this or that. And yes, it was Benny handling the vocals. And he's got it at number six this weekend, his first top 10 in 2 years. And it's one of the memories of August 1945 on today's Seems Like Old Times. Today's stroll down memory lane on Seems Like Old Times takes us back to the third weekend of August 1945, and the war is over and the boys will be coming home. And the girls will want to be looking their best. Date dresses are bound to become longer now. And styles will be calculated to bowl over the fellas. Those would be femme fatale black chiffon, a filmy organdy, and bouffant puffs of white net. A little post-war fashion from here in August of 1945, and we head back to the countdown now at number five with Perry Como.
Till the end of time, long as stars are in the blue, long as there's a spring, a bird to sing, I'll go on loving you. Till the end of time, long as roses bloom in May, my love for you will grow deeper with every passing day. Till the wells run dry and each mountain disappears, I'll be there for you to care for you through laughter and through tears. So take my heart in sweet surrender and tenderly say that I'm the one you love and live for till the end of time. Each mountain disappears, I'll be there for you to care for you through laughter and through tears. So take my heart in sweet surrender and tenderly say that I'm the one you love and live for. Till the end of time.
Record number 5 this week in 1945, Perry Como with the Russ Case Orchestra, Till the End of Time. That was on its way to number 1, where it would stay for 10 weeks, making it Perry's first chart topper and his third million seller. Well, let's catch a show, see what's playing on Broadway this weekend. There's Frank Fay in Harvey. I Remember Mama stars Maddie Christians, and it also features the stage debut of a young actor named Marlon Brando. There's Anna Lucasta with Hilda Sims leading an all-black cast. Dear Ruth has Virginia Gilmore and John Dahl. Also playing Dark of the Moon and The Glass Menagerie. And Life with Father has now run more than 2,400 times since its opening in 1939. For the musicals, Oklahoma reached its 1,000th performance back in July. Song of Norway stars Lawrence Brooks playing Edvard Grieg. Bloomer Girl has Celeste Holm. Betty Bruce is featured in Up in Central Park. On the Town has Adolph Green and Betty Comden. But the Broadway hit of the summer is Carousel with Jan Clayton and John Raitt. Now back at the end of Hour 1, we heard one of the songs from the show by Hildegard. June is busting out all over. Well, another tune from the production was at number 4 this week, and again, it's Perry Como.
If I love you time and again, I would try to say all I'd want you to know. If I loved you, words wouldn't come in an easy way, round in circles I'd go. Longing to tell you, but afraid and shy, I'd let my golden chances pass me by. Soon you'd leave me, off you would go in the mist of day, never, never to know how I love you. If I love you. Go in the mist of day, never, never to know.
Thirty-three-year-old Perry Como back-to-back in the top 5 this week in 1945. That was the fourth-place tune, If I Loved You, from the Broadway musical Carousel. As we're remembering the summer of 80 years ago on Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff, and today we've gone back to the third weekend of August in 1945. And now let's take a look at sports. In baseball, we have some tight pennant races. The Tigers lead the Senators by a game and a half in the American League, while the Cubs are two clear of the Cardinals in the National League. Both would hold on and win their respective pennants, with the Tigers winning the World Series in seven games. Checking out the stats this weekend, Tommy Holmes of the Braves is aiming for a triple crown. He has a .368 average, 20 home runs, 88 RBIs, but he'd only win the home run title, coming in second in the other categories. Red Sox pitcher Boo Ferris became the first 20-game winner. Coming up on Friday, Bob Feller will return from military service and pitch for the Indians. He draw a home crowd of 46,000-plus. They watch him strike out 12 and give up just 4 hits in a win over the Tigers. And at the age of 17, Brooklyn shortstop Tommy Brown becomes the youngest player ever to hit a home run in the big leagues. Speaking of home runs, back on August 11th, Mel Ott hit his 500th career blast, a total exceeded only by Babe Ruth and Jimmy Fox. And one other note from sports, Byron Nelson won the only major of the year. That was the PGA Championship at Moraine Country Club in Dayton, Ohio. That was one of the 18 tournaments he won this year, including 11 straight. And that's a check on sports from this weekend in 1945. And we return to the countdown now at number 3, a melody that we heard back at number 5. That was Till the End of Time from Perry Como. Well, that was the title with lyrics added. The melody is Chopin's Polonaise, and it's performed by Carmen Cavallaro. That's the 32-year-old classically trained pianist from New York City, Carmen Cavallaro. Earlier in his career, he played for Rudy Valley and Abe Lyman. Well, now he has his own orchestra, and he's at number 3 this week with Chopin's Polonaise. And amazingly, it spent 10 weeks at number 3. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that's never been done before or since. Earlier, we did the Broadway beat. Now let's go to the movies, see what Hollywood's offering up this weekend in 45. couple of cartoons first. There's Hair Conditioned as Bugs Bunny heads into a department store. Duck Pimples, Donald falls asleep while listening to the radio, and his imagination runs wild. And the latest from the Three Stooges, Idiots Deluxe. Larry and Curly take Moe out to the country to settle his nerves.
There ought to be plenty of shooting around here. This is game country.
How do you know?
I just saw a sign, fine for hunting.
I think you got something there.
Yes, I have.
Well, for the main features, some westerns, Rustlers of the Badlands, Charles Sterrett as the Durango Kid, and Jimmy Wakely stars in Saddle Serenade. And also Robert Mitchum joins Barbara Hale in West of the Pecos. Also playing Pride of the Marines, John Garfield stars in the true life story of Al Schmidt, a blinded World War II hero. The Strange Affair of Uncle Henry, George Sanders, Geraldine Fitzgerald, and Ella Raines. There's Love Letters with Joseph Cotten and an Oscar nomination for Jennifer Jones. There's a new Sherlock Holmes titled The Woman in Green, with of course Basil Rathbone and Nigel Bruce and Henry Danielle as Moriarty. Now Bruce is also in The Corn is Green with John Dahl and Betty Davis.
Why did it never occur to you that I might be a woman?
Well, for one thing, the paper was not scented.
And surely you signed your name rather oddly.
Oh, my initials, Elsie. Well, you see, I never felt that Lily Christabel really suited me.
And I thought it meant Lieutenant Colonel. But there was a military title after it.
M.A., Master of Arts.
Arts? Do you mean the degree my father bought for me when I came down from the Varsity?
The very same, except that I was at Aberdeen and worked jolly hard for mine.
A female M.A.? And how long's that going to last?
Well, quite a long while, I hope, considering the fact we've been waiting for it for 2,000 years.
For comedies, Over 21, Irene Dunne and Alexander Knox. Getting a jump on the holidays, Christmas in Connecticut, Barbara Stanwyck. And Abbott and Costello star in Naughty 90s.
I'll tell you what you do. You play the same number as I play.
Okay.
I'll play number 20 and you play 22.
Okay. How can you do that?
Why not?
We're going to play the same number?
Same number.
You want me to play 22?
No. I'm going to play 20.
Well, I play.
You play 22.
That's two different numbers. Let's play the same number. Let's play 30.
All right. You play 30 and I'll play 32.
Okay. No!
And the musicals, Betty Hutton and Incendiary Blonde, 1001 Nights with Phil Silvers and Evelyn Keyes, and Anchors Away with Katherine Grayson, Gene Kelly, and Frank Sinatra. Frank sings, of course. This is I Fall in Love Too Easily.
I've been fooled in the past, and still I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast.
Frank Sinatra once said he was born with two left feet, but of course he had to dance in Anchors Away. And he said it was Gene Kelly and Gene Kelly only who got him to dance for the film. And in the one scene in the movie, if you remember it, where Frank and Gene leap from bed to bed, that took 72 takes over a couple of weeks. And no doubt Frank felt a bit overwhelmed, being asked to hoof it up with one of the greatest. And oh yes, that was one of the songs he sang in the film, a Sammy Kahn, Julie Stein composition, I Fall in Love Too Easily. We're checking out the middle of August 1945 on today's show. And the entire program is dedicated to this week 80 years ago, in honor of the end of World War II. And this platter was brand new from the K. Kaiser Orchestra, Rosemary.
Every time I walk with Rosemary. Rosemary mine.
Rosemary mine.
I find I all track of time when I'm with Rosemary, with Rosemary. It's always June in January. Everyone can tell we love each other.
They love each other, yes, they love each other.
Her dad thinks it's swell and winks at her kid brother. Mother knows that I'll propose to Rosemary.
To his Rosemary.
Kay Kaiser in the orchestra and his boy singer there, future talk show host Mike Douglas. Rosemary would top out at number 10 on the radio chart, and it was brand new this weekend in 1945. And the top two songs from this week 8 decades ago is coming up next on Seems Like Old Times. We're rounding the turn and heading for home on today's Seems Like Old Times. But before we go, let me remind you about the show website, oldtimesradio.com. Follow Seems Like Old Times on Facebook and Twitter. And the email address, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. Well, now let's get back to our countdown and theme today, August 1945. And coming in at number 2 on the Billboard sales chart this week, it's Doris Day with the Les Brown Orchestra, Sentimental Journey.
Each dime I could afford, like a child in wild anticipation, long to hear that all aboard. 7, that's the time we leave at 7. I'll be waiting up for takes me back. Never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gotta take that sentimental journey, sentimental journey home. Sentimental journey.
The theme song of the summer of 1945, Sentimental Journey. That was the Les Brown Band with Doris Day. And here's some information to impress your friends. That record was the only one to be on the Billboard Top 10 on both VE Day and VJ Day. It was moving up the chart as the war was ending in Europe, and coming down the survey as the Japanese surrendered this week. In between those bookmarks, the record spent 9 weeks at number 1, the first for 32-year-old Les Brown. It was also his first top 10 hit, and it made his girl singer, 21-year-old Doris Day, a household name. And now, we're up to the number 1 record from this third weekend of August in 1945. But first, some news headlines from the summer of 80 years gone by. A hurricane at the Matagorda area of the Texas coast smashed buildings and inundated coastal towns as it hurled 135-mile-an-hour winds, and it's now headed toward Houston and Galveston. Meanwhile, a tropical storm is nearing hurricane intensity, sweeping north of the Lesser Antilles. It's about a week away from the southeast Atlantic coast. 7 U-boat men are scheduled to be executed at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, for the murder of a fellow U-boat man, Werner Dreschler. The men decided he was a traitor. Meanwhile, 3 U.S. airmen, held captive since the Doolittle raid on Japan in April of 42, have arrived in Chungking from Beijing. They are Lieutenant Chase Nielsen of Hiram, Utah, Lieutenant Robert Height of Earth, Texas, and Sergeant Jacob DeHazer of Madras, Oregon. A fourth flyer found with the group is Lieutenant George Barr of Queens, New York. He has beriberi due to starvation and is not in condition to be moved yet. One of their first statements was how good it was to have GI food again. And of course, all eyes are still on Japan this weekend. Douglas MacArthur is the supreme Allied commander in the Pacific. The U.S. 11th Airborne is scheduled to land in Tokyo Bay on August 29th, and American occupation will begin the next day. And Tokyo Radio is reporting that large numbers of people are committing harikari in front of the Imperial Palace. Many are ashamed of defeat and surrender. Others are fearful of the occupation. And meanwhile, here at home, the GIs are returning.
With peace, hundreds of thousands throughout the country left war plants for the last time. And now we face the problem of reconverting factories. At United States employment offices throughout the country, former war workers line up to register for new jobs. In some cities, the picture is bright. For instance, officials in New York say there are more jobs available than can be filled. Civilian goods like ironers are already trickling from factories. And shortly, washing machines and other luxuries we've missed will be pouring from the factories at 1942 prices. And soon you'll be able to give that jalopy a well-earned rest. With gas again plentiful, and with new cars and new tires on the way, America will be rolling with a pre-war flourish. Yes, cars, radios, vacuum cleaners, nylons, juicy steaks. It sounds almost like a dream.
The servicemen and women were coming home this weekend in 1945. And at the top of Billboard Magazine's retail sales chart this week, the most popular version of On the Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe. It's by the song's composer, Johnny Mercer.
That whistle down the line, I figure that it's engine number 49. She's the only one that'll sound that way on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. See the old smoke rising round the bend, I reckon that she knows she's gonna meet a friend. Folks around these parts get the time of day from the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. Here she comes. Hey, Jim, you better get the rig. She's got a list of passengers that's pretty big, and they'll all want lifts to Brown's Hotel, 'cause lots of them been traveling for quite a spell, all the way from Philadelphia, on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
All aboard! All aboard!
Let her rip, let her rip, Mr. Engineer. Gotta go far away from here. While the man at the fire shovels on the coal, stick your head out the cab, watch the driver roll, see the towns and the roads go whizzing by. Fare thee well, Laramie, Albuquerque, hi. Yes, sirree, here we are going all the way.
Boss will quit till we hit California, yeah.
Hey, Jim, you better get the ring. She's got a list of passengers that's pretty big, and they'll all want lifts to Brown's Hotel, 'cause lots of them been traveling for quite a spell.
All the way from Philadelphia,
on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
That's 35-year-old Savannah, Georgia native Johnny Mercer with the Pied Pipers and the Paul Weston Orchestra on the Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe. That's his third number one record of the year, following up Accentuate the Positive and Candy. And the song would be featured in the upcoming film The Harvey Girls. It spent 8 weeks at number one, including this one, the week that World War II came to an end in 1945. Well, that's it for this week's show, everybody. We are all out of time. It's been great having you here, and I'll look forward to you coming back next week. And until then, this is Craig Orndorff signing off for Seems Like Old Times.